end is near, and though I face the final curtain, my case, I'll state it clear. Okay, I don't know the words right there. Anyway, my name is Mr. 2020. I do want to welcome you back to another tiny bit that we're adding into the NLP of money bit. So, here we go. Ready? I'm going through a little bit of anxiety at the moment. That's a quote. So, cool. Excellent. So when it comes to money, remember money isn't real. Money, and by the way, I can say this because I've got a couple bucks today. On the days where I need more than what I have, money seems awful real. And that's okay. We get to play in these realms. So, money. I'm going through a little bit of anxiety at the moment. So what we want to do is we want to shift things around just a tiny little bit. And here's one of the most powerful tools that we can toss into the mix. Granted, this had to come through an email. And the word anxiety keeps the communication pretty fast. But what I want to do is I want to just jump in with a tool here, because this is something which I know we all experience at times. Something around money that we could call anxiety or fear or desire. But I'm going to nail anxiety real quick. Here goes. Ready? Anxiety is a concept. If we want to become more real, we get to notice what I feel is a tightening in my chest. What I feel is tension in my fingers. What I feel is a squinting around my eyes. What I notice as I notice what I'm actually feeling in my body is when I just notice, okay, there was a little bit of tightness in my voice as I was going into the unknown territory. Because I started with, and now the end is near, and though I face the final curtain. And as I head into the point where I'm not really sure, the tightness shows up. And I could label it fear, I could label it anxiety, and it can be useful. But one of the loveliest ways to exit all of that is to simply notice, you know what I feel? I feel my left shoulder is locked. What I feel is I'm holding my breath. What I feel is the breath is up in my lungs. What I feel, what my body is actually doing is this. And as soon as we start noticing what's happening, that brings us back to the present more. I notice when working with my friend Lance Freeman, the Forex trader, that Lance does exceptionally well because he's able to be with the charts. So you see, we've got this amazing capacity to succeed. One of the things that we need to be able to do is to visualize ourselves as successful. So what I can do is I can sit back and visualize myself as successful. If I want to make it actionable, what I do is I visualize myself taking action that enables me to be successful. In the past 10 days, I've done a tremendous amount of work. It's really amazing what I've done, and it amazes me that I hadn't done this a while back. But you know, I could look at that as a judgment. I could process that a whole bunch of different ways. But what I get to notice is this: I started to ask myself some different questions, and literally, as I started to ask myself some different questions and noticing where I could take action. Now, here's the key. I want to be able to visualize myself as being successful. I also want to be able to, I'm going to take it to Forex trading. If you're not a Forex trader, just hold on for a minute. I want to see myself being able to take profitable long entries, profitable short entries. I want to be able to see myself, you know, exiting well on both those long and short entries. And so I need to be able to see what an exit actually looks like. I need to be able to learn it and recognize it. But much more importantly, I need to be able to see it. And that's vital, because if I'm good at visualizing, but I'm not good at seeing what's actually there, I'm going to miss the opportunities. So there's two sides of the coin here. We need to be able to use the mind's eye to, you know, hold in mind, you know, what successful is. We need to be able to hold in the mind's eye what success, what builds the successfulness, in other words, the behaviors and the action steps, being able to see a strategy to follow, a system to utilize. Being able to see those bits, it's literally like seeing the perfect meal, seeing the family sitting down for the perfect meal. But we also need to be able to see, okay, what I need to do is purchase items at the store. So I need to be able to see where the store is, see the shopping list, actually see it, you know, and see myself doing these things. Because if I just show up at the store without a shopping list or money, there's a problem. So I need to be able to see the process, have money, have list, go to store, buy food, come home, prepare it. I need to be able to see sort of like a movie in my mind from beginning to end that includes the me being the expert cook and having prepared a wonderful meal. So we have those bits. The second thing we need to be able to do is use the mind to stay present. In other words, ask questions like, what's going on here? What's going on here right now? And if we notice what's going on here right now, how my voice is deeper in my chest, what happens is we begin to become a lot more present. And literally, that's one of the biggest bits when it comes to money, is literally being present. Because, again, one of the loopy bits that happens is... Let me hold on for a sec. See, we've got some background, and that's okay. We're going to let that be in there. Because... maybe I won't let that continue in there. Hold on. All right, so the noise is dying down. Now, what's really cool, second, I just noticed these bits. What we're getting at is eliminating the noise inside of our heads. It's funny how that's the objective behind the recording, and that's what I get outside the window as well. Fascinating. So how do we eliminate the noise in our heads? See, there's three steps. We've got negative noise, positive noise, and no noise. Negative noise will definitely do our heads in whenever we're trying to trade or do internet marketing or work in sales or whatever it takes to make money. On the other hand, we want to go from negative noise to positive noise. But if the positive noise makes us delusional, it pretty much works against us just like the negative noise. So imagining the worst-case dinner just builds anxiety into the whole meal. Imagining the best-case dinner gets us moving a little bit more forward, but we need to also have the imaginal scene include the preparation for the dinner, for the shopping, so on and so forth. So, tossing those bits in. Let me shift gears a tiny little bit to sales, because no matter what we're doing, we're in selling. And literally, selling involves a couple of things. If we're really going to buy, if we're really going to buy a concept, if we're really going to make a shift, we're literally being sold on it. And we're selling ourselves on it. We're selling our mind on it. And so selling, as far as I can tell, is nothing more than helping people, me and you included, to experience enough clarity that taking action, you know, when it's appropriate, simply happens. In other words, if I can help my client understand that what I'm offering to them will have a profound impact in their life, and that it makes sense to do it, I don't have to talk them into it. All I have to do is work with them. In other words, whenever I stopped selling and decided I would just simply educate people, I found sales would go a lot easier. That's all. So selling is nothing more than developing clarity. Now, if we're going to develop clarity, one of the things that we get to do as well is eliminate the voices. Go from the negative voices inside to the positive voices inside, and then transcend them both. Because literally, negative self-talk about the dinner builds anxiety into the dinner. Positive makes it possible, but eventually we have to stop talking and just do dinner. So, that's where we get to play. So if I was going to begin to close this tiny little bit down, this tiny little bonus bit, again, it's not a huge bit here, but what we get to do is we get to notice the internal noise and let that die down. And we let it die down, literally, from going negative to, from negative to positive, positive, to simply not needing it, to not needing as much of it. And That's pretty cool. That's pretty darn cool. I think there was something else I wanted to put into the recording here. It feels like there is, and I'm just going to scan for it for a few seconds. And so we started with the song. Let me clear my throat a little bit. So just thinking about the song, the body starts to respond. And so we started with a song, and as I ponder what to do with this tiny little bit here, this tiny little bonus bit, and it's not a full-length recording, and that's okay. But the tiny little bonus bit can really make a difference. You see, gosh, I see I'm noticing I want to make it longer, but I really don't feel that there's a need for it. And so I'm wondering if that's part of the patterns that I've currently got in my head from just noticing. And again, it may or may not be. I'm not real sure. But see, one of the things that I've really, I'm just going to ramble for a few minutes. I've often said what I tend not to do in my trainings is to put fluff in or filler. In other words, when I was younger, I bought too many cassette packages that were like 24 cassettes, and they could have been two, and I would have much rather had two. It's funny, given that this package size keeps growing, I keep finding more and more gold nuggets to toss into it. And maybe that's part of what we're working with here on that. Excellent. I'm being invited outside. So, gosh, it's all beautiful timing. So, my girlfriend gets here in a couple hours, and we get to explore the next chapter of our adventure. The neat thing is, with any adventure, there's always uncertainty. And I'm just going to toss that in because that's what I got. There's uncertainty, there's unpredictability. And if I could say one of the biggest challenges that I've noticed personally, as well as with my clients and money, it tends to be this. Once I make so much money, then I'm not going to have the problem of uncertainty. Guess what? We always do. That's also one of the reasons why I think a lot of people who are financially well off are also just as crazy as people who are poor. When it all comes down to it, peace of mind is about being present. Peace of mind is probably the ultimate present. And it's the ultimate way to really notice if you are present. I get to notice as I consider the upcoming chapters in my life, it can go in a lot of different directions. A lot of wonderful and lovely things can happen. And I've got my preferences, and I've got the areas where I'd really like to shore things up. And when it's all said and done, it's never all said and done. Life goes on. We get to explore, we get to notice what we're becoming and who we really are. And we get to explore, love and possibility. So, I look forward to seeing you again soon. And I thank you for remembering the love and the light that you are, and for letting that shine and be a part of my life. So that's it for today. I'm going to head out and well, save this, head out and enjoy the chapter that begins to unfold tonight. Looking forward to your emails, all of you who are listening, and the person who requested this tiny little bit. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. See ya.